Todos, me.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage.
Let them speak up. Let me offer my respectful obeisances. Sukadeva Goswami,
who can enter the hearts of all,
when he went away,
to take up the renounced order of life,
sannyas,
leaving home,
without taking reformation,
by the sacred thread,
or the ceremony,
observed by the higher caste,
his father,
being separated from,
cried out,
O my son,
indeed,
only the trees,
which are absorbed in the same feelings,
separation,
echoed in response,
the grieved father.
This is a nice incident. For 15 years he didn't want to come up, didn't want to take birth. And then eventually Vyasa Bhagavan was fed up, tired. He said, how long should I wait? She said, I don't want to come because you will again force me to be in the material existence. So then Vyasa Bhagavan said, please excuse us, we will not force you at all. He said, I don't believe you. So eventually Vyasa Bhagavan had to request Krishna to come and promise. So Krishna came. I said, son, he said, I guarantee you that nobody will stop you. So then he agreed to take birth. He was already 15 years old. So as soon as he was born, he started walking. And Vyasa Bhagavan was, with all the knowledge, he was completely aggrieved. Father was there. His father Hriday, his father heart, will not allow the son to go away. So anyway, he started running and he started following. So Sukadeva Swami ran very fast. So in no time he disappeared in the forest. Vyasa Bhagavan was mad, Sukadeva. And only the trees echoed. The trees also were feeling bereavement, he said. So what happened that formerly there were no machines to cut the wood, In India, they would cut the wood in the forest with the saw, And two persons will stand and they will just go on like this. And slowly the flanks will come out. So these woodcutters were there in the forest. So Vyasa Bhagavan asked them, did you see anybody going? He said, somebody was going, we didn't pay notice. Somebody was there. So he said, definitely it's my son. I said, do you know where he went? No, he said, we didn't know anything. So he said, you just chant one verse and he will come back. So he gave the woodcutters one verse to chant. And that is again in the 10th canto. And that verse is printed in Krishna book, in the front. It's a beautiful verse, You recite, please. Excuse me for stopping here. This boy is shining today. Oh, did you see your face? Do you like this face? Then otherwise stop chanting. How nice he looks. Rather even Google's when anybody. So then what he gave this verse, You please repeat. Nivritta tarshaihi
upagiya manat
bhavau shadat
shrotra
manobhiramat ka uttama shloka
gunanuvadat
puman virajyeta vina pashugnat. Very nice meaning also. He gives us the idea that how we can sing the glories of Krishna with full attention, Upagiya manat. Giya manat means to sing. Upagiya manat means full sincerity. Upagiya manat. So he gives the formula then. Nivritta tarshahi. Nivritta means retired. And tarshahi means sense gratification. When you retire from excessive sense gratification, then only you can sing the glories of Krishna. This is the main clue. As soon as you follow this, you are very near Krishna. If you don't follow, then you are in material rut. So this is the first formula. Then he says, who can hear the message of Krishna? Then who has an unflinching faith in the words of Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam said that this people who know, who are completely engrossed in bhava, and bhava means birth, death, this is an old age, and it's not once. Now we have taken human body, we are undergoing these miseries, and there is no time. We are very busy. We have taken birth, we grow, we go to the middle ages, we go to the old age, and die, again birth. Again we do repeat the same thing. So again and again, we are forced to repeat this. There is bhava. And as soon as we realize this, then we try to find out the aushadhi, the medicine for it. And as soon as you are eager to find the medicine to come out of this entanglement of birth, death, descent, old age, then he says, Shrotra. Then you are ready to hear. At least this eagerness must be there. And this is, when we are eager, saint like Prabhupada must be in intimate touch with our life. And he translates very nice verse again. Yatra Bhagavata Janaha. He is Bhagavad Jan. How much Bhagavat was important for him, you know? That he used to get up at 1 AM daily and translate without rest, taking a rest. How much it was important for him. He is Bhagavad Jana. Yatra Bhagavata Jana, Sadhu, he should be sadhu. Very simple, honest. Yatra Bhagavata Jana, Sadhu, Vishada Ashaya. They should be wide hearted. Otherwise, if sadhu is not wide hearted, then he will try to increase his own clan. Will he say that you must come to me? Here Prabhupada never says anything that we should go to him. We are going to him. He doesn't say us. He only showed us the path, that you have to follow this path and you will definitely reach Krishna. So again and again we have to go to him to find out the clues. And this is how we go to purport and we go to translations. Otherwise, same thing we are reading every day. But it is always new because Krishna's touch is there. And it becomes then Shrotra Manovirama. Then your mind is completely satisfied. Our mind is our enemy unless it is satisfied. And we are never satisfied really. Never we are satisfied. Whatever condition we are in, that is sanctioned by Krishna. It's good or bad, whatever we think. But whatever condition is in our lot, he has given us. So completely depending upon Krishna, we should be very satisfied. And as soon as you are satisfied in the mind by hearing the message of Krishna, then you are ready to put into practice. And somehow or the other, hearing should go on. And we are doing this. And then we should not stop only at this stage. This Shrunvata, Shrunvata, we are hearing continuously. Then we must study it, Supatan. And that is our duty. Prabhupada has shown the mark. He has shown the way. But unless you exert yourself, who is going to do it for you? So we completely forsake this. He said, I'm hearing for the whole of lifetime hearing. And when you don't hear all the time, sometimes you go through it, study. And then not only hearing, study is also not important. He said, Vicharana Paro, you have to think over it. And we are thinking, in thinking process, we try to apply it to our life and we have realizations then. And realization is a very good word. Realization. The real thing we see. That is realization. Now we see that we are entangled in birth, death, disease and old age. And we are thinking that I am getting old, now I have to die. This thinking is going on. So if I have to complete this life, then what should be done? I again inquire about it. Then in the meantime, if I come across the saint like Prabhupada, we are guided correctly. And we are very lucky that we are very near the time of Prabhupada. And we have devotees like you who are already in touch with them. So you can relate your experiences. and so much we get. And even now we believe that he was just a human being and he could do so much for us. If 100 years pass, then people will not believe that a man can do this. And he says, no, he was something much, much greater than human being. This is how we are very lucky to near his time. And every time when there is deterioration in this yoga, you know, evam brahmara pratam, then again Krishna sends somebody or he appears. That is how it is. So these things, as we form, then we are on the second stage. That's Shrotra Manovirama. Kautama Shloka Gunanuvadan. The third line is there. Means, who will sing the qualities of Krishna? We heard about him, but we have to realize the qualities of Krishna. So the Puman Virajyata Mina Pashukrat, all the people who don't want to commit their own suicide, they will definitely engage in this. And the major part of the population wants to commit the suicide, Pashukrat. This body is known as Pashu. Without the touch of Krishna, without the association of the saint, this is Pashu. So they kill the Pashu. That is how. Please, those who don't want to commit suicide, they come to this side. And these words those woodcutters were singing continuously. And Shukadeva Swami heard from somewhere. He immediately came back to Vyasa Bhagavan. And then studied. He was already liberated. But in the liberated stage also, we require this. Otherwise, liberation doesn't have any meaning. It's known as moksha in Bhagavatam. Only liberation we don't want. We always want Krishna's service. Jiva Swarupaya, that is our constant position. So unless we serve him, we will never be satisfied. But real devotees, pure devotees, they don't want liberation. They want his service continuously. And that is why we are enjoying. With or without anything, we are enjoying his service. So this is the thing. Come on now. Go to the next verse.
Yasvanubhavam
akila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atitite shatam tamundam samsarinam karunaya puranaguyam tam vyasasunam upayami guru muninam.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Shuka.
The spiritual master.
All the sages.
The son of Vyasadeva. Who out of his own great compassion.
His great compassion.
For those gross.
Materialists. Who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence.
This is to
the cream of Vedic knowledge.
It's
very nice words. This verse gives us the clue how we should approach Krishna and what we should do in the material existence. See here. Yah svanubhavam akhila. We have anubhav, you know. We have experience. Kitne saal kaam kar raha hai, Reddy? 20 years? 10 saal kaam ki. Baaki neend ki. So, but 10 years. You have so much experience. And before that also we are staying with our parents. We are full of experience. So much experience we have. So on one side, our life is full of experiences. And on the other side, Shruti Saramekam. We have a sense of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Sages ask question to Shukadeva Goswami, that please you are learned, you heard about it, and please Samudhirte Iti Saram, you take out the essence and just present before us. So on the other hand, we have Shruti Sar, the essence of Bhagavatam. And on one side our experience is there. Please combine them. As soon as you combine, Iha Svanu Bhavam Vakila. All. Shruti Sairamekam. You please combine this experience with Bhagavatam. And everybody has to do it. The people who do it, they will be successful. And then what happens? That as soon as our anubha, our experience, and Shruti Sai is combined, then the result is Adhyatma Deepam, transcendental knowledge, lamp of the transcendental knowledge. Adhyatma Deepam is rekindled. We already have the lamp, but you extinguish. So we again rekindle it. Because we have experience joined with the essence of Bhagavatam. And our lamp of knowledge is rekindled. And then what is the result? Then Atiti Tirshanam Tamandam. It helps us to cross over. Atiti Tirshanam means cross over. Tamandam, the blinding darkness of material existence. At the moment we are in the blinding dark area of the material existence. This knowledge will help us to rekindle the transcendental lamp. And as soon as the lamp is shining in your existence, then you will do one thing, and that is prachar, we propagate. Sansarinam karunayaha purana guyam. Sansarinam means for the gross materialists. Karunaya, be merciful to them. And aha, you speak out. Purana guyam, this mysterious Puran, Bhagavad Puran. Tam vyasasam, to such Sukadeva Goswami, I pay the obeisance. He is my guru. He is the spiritual master for all the things. And these verses, the peculiarity of this verse is that all four seed verses of Bhagavatam are included in this, every verse of Bhagavatam. This sets a thinking. So we should know the four verses of Bhagavatam. Yeah? Well, Hanuman knows four. Hanuman, speak out. These are the Bhagavatam seed verses, four. Yes. Aham evasame vagre nanyadyat sada satparam pashadham yadetacha yuvasisheta sosmyaham. I give the translation. 2, 9, 33, 34, 35, 36. Brahma. It is I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was nothing but myself. Nor was there material nature. By force of this creation, that which is here is also I, the Personality of Godhead. And after annihilation is also I. Rute artham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta cha. Rute artham yat pratiyeta. Rute artham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta cha atmani tad vidyat atmano mayam. Yatha bhasa tatha. Yatha bhasa yatha tamaha. Yes. O Brahma, that which appears of any value, it has no relation to me, has no reality. No, it is to be my illusory energy. That reflection which appears to be in that. Then third one. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu uccha vacheshvano pravishtani apravishtani tathateshu na teshu aham. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly,
I myself,
at the same time, out of everything. Ita vadeva deva jidnyasyam sadisasunatmanaha vritirekabhyam anvay vritirekabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada sarvatra sarvada. Person supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, should search me after this. In all circumstances, all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. This is, these four verses are here in this verse also, in every verse of Bhagavatam. And this sets the thinking. Thinking we have to do anyway. So you please study these four verses. The purports are beautiful, Prabhupada's purport. Only you study four verses and you will be fully knowledgeable. These four.
What does that mean, both directly and indirectly?
See, directly means in the form of water is there. Direct. Indirect means through the fruits. He gives us the fruits. Indirect, you know. His energy is working. In that, there is the energy. And water is his element. So water is direct experience. And the fruits are indirect. So either he is direct or indirect. He is always available. When the father is present in the house, the children can directly talk to him. They have a direct relationship. They can ask him that, I want Papa this money. I want to buy this, I want to buy that. And he is very kind. He gives everything. But when he is not there, even the energies work. Either he has a shop or work or bank is there or money is there. So they go to mother and please, I want this, I want that. So father has already made arrangement. So that is indirect of the father. This is how Krishna is very kind. He never leaves us. Directly he supplies everything and indirectly also he supplies it. So we should not worry about our existence. But what we do, that we combine two things in ignorance. That our source of income is not our source of maintenance. And we definitely combine both of it. To a certain extent we must have income. But it's never source of maintenance. Source of maintenance is He. Because of His mercy, we are breathing. To take rest is in our hand. But our soul also sleeps. All our senses also sleep. In sleep we are just gone, dead nearly. Only super soul is awake. And super soul knows whether our time is over or what. So if the time is over, super soul will not wake us up. And many people, you see, they die in the sleep. Please, please, try to understand this. So we have to fully depend upon them, upon Him. And He says, I am everywhere. Before creation I was there, with the creation I am here. And after the annihilation also, I will be there. That is the Adhyatma Deepa rekindling. And how it is rekindled? Shrotra Manoviramat. The more you hear, the Adhyatma Deepa is rekindled. The transcendental knowledge of is rekindled. And as soon as it rekindles, means you cross over this ignorance, blinding ignorance, the darkness. This is why? Because we are unflinching faith that Krishna is always there. Whether I see or not, He is directly, indirectly, He is there. And so this first verse is there. Then second verse, He says that that which is not connected to me is my illusory energy. So our knowledge, transcendental knowledge, lamp is rekindled. And we have full knowledge that everything happens because of His grace. So everything, knowingly or unknowingly, we connect to Him without fail. So second verse is there. Then He says that everywhere my energies are flowing in your life. We have a body. So I have got earth, water, fire, air, ether, whatever. But I know that this is not all. Whole ether is not in me. Whole air is not in me. The quantity is only little quantity I am possessing. The rest of it is outside. So this is again the result of the transcendental knowledge. So third verse also is there. And then he insists that those who are the very serious students, inquisitive students, they should only know me up to this. That's it. They should rekindle the lamp of the transcendental knowledge. They should hear. And up to this they should know that I am all in all. In this way, four or three verses they are present here. And he gives us the direction that once you understand these things, karunaya, you know, for the mercy of the materialist people, you please, aha, that is what Prabhupada did. He spoke, he wrote, so many things, everything is there. Our only duty is to go to him submissively and take out the instructions from his writing. And we are not enough going to him. That's why we feel so much scarcity and short and everything. Because it is our fault. See, he has given everything. There is no need of running around here. So this way, we should think about these four verses and always think about the verse in front of us and try to apply these four verses to that verse. And beautiful realizations will be there. And this is the best use of the time. Otherwise, why we people are in America? I don't know. Why not the people who are getting rotten in India? What sin they have committed, they are not here. But Krishna knows that if this living entity is helped, then he will definitely come to me and he will increase my teachings. That's why he has brought us here. And if you don't do it, then America will kill you. Because here nothing fresh is available. All refrigerated. Our roti is also refrigerated. And then microwave. Micro. What can crow give you? Rubbish. He eats rubbish and he gives it. Microwave. And at least my Krishna way, just change the name. My Krishna way. So at least we chant Krishna. No, I have micro. Your crow or micro. It's all crow. That's it. So we are taken out of this consciousness by Prabhupada. He drags this rascal. What are you doing? Comes out. And then for the whole of lifetime, you eat the refrigerated food. In the end, when you die, you are refrigerated. Again. It's not good to die in America. If you die, please come to India. Nobody will care. As soon as you are dead, within 1 hour, finish. And a palm full of ash is there. Please. Somehow the best use of America is also is given in this verse. Otherwise, America will kill you. And if you don't do this, maybe we are very lucky that we will have organic fresh food or we grow our food or whatever. Even then, without Krishna, your riches will drag you somewhere. An ordinary person also is rich here in terms of India, you know. So they will drag you then to some meat eating or some prostitution or some drinking or whatever. Again your death is there. So only Krishna consciousness only will save you here also. And those who have sinful reactions, they don't have that much easy life. We people might have performed some pious activities in the past life. And we are not complete enough. That's why we are thrown into the rich country. Otherwise, what qualification we have? We have same eyes, two, one nose, two legs, two hands. There is no difference. And those people are lying under the flyover. Mm-hmm. And we are here in a nice condition. So Krishna must have some arrangement, some plan for us. This we have to recognize and rekindle our transcendental lamp of the full knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and drive away this ignorance, blinding darkness of material existence. And we are awake. We are liberated here. Vaikuntha is here. Nowhere else. This is How to insist more, I don't know really. So please excuse me for my defects, but come to Prabhupada and forget about our defects. And around the world, so many renounced persons are moving around and they are propagating the same message. To remember Prabhupada is the perfection of this existence. And not only remember, but to run after him like this. Otherwise he was telling always that I am writing so much. You rascals are not reading, for whom I am writing. So now we have to understand that conversations and everything and put our heads into this thing, time permitting. And no Shastra insists that you should stop the prescribed duty. The duties have to go on. Prakriti hai kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvacha. We don't do anything according to the three modes of material nature. Our activities are going on. Here and there we have to make a bit of endeavor. Otherwise nothing more really. And no Shastra tells you to stop the activity. The secret of activities is karma. That by doing it very sincerely, we escape from it. The day we work very nicely without keeping the fruit in our mind, that day we are very satisfied. That I have done my duty, I am very happy. And with that satisfaction, you come to one verse of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam and the lamp will be rekindled. And as the lamp is there, no blinding darkness is there, we see everything clear. Any questions? Son, you do very nice, you know. Tomorrow we transplant. Your brain I will take, and you take me. A nice 13-year-old boy, body I will have.
Maharaj, you were saying in class yesterday how the older devotees shouldn't get out of the way.
No, really. No, but no, tell me, no, are these boys not fit to carry on the preaching? I don't know so many verses. I may know verses, but I don't know translation. So I am also short. So why these boys, we have to encourage them, isn't it? And every young boy or girl, they have the same capacity. Krishna sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Krishna is always situated in her heart, in her heart, in your heart, everybody there. So it's our pious duty to push ahead these boys. Otherwise, what they have committed, is there any crime they are committing? Why we are not pushing them? And that's why their father forced them to take a drop from the university. And they are moving about with me. And they are gaining whatever. You know? And they are completely fit. They can perform puja. Since 11 years I know this family, every day they have Mangalarti. They know all the bhajans, they know all worship, everything they know. How long does it take to decorate your seven deities? It's not a job. In a plaything they can do. And I told yesterday that at least spare one day for them. And they will very nicely show us. And then eventually there may be some boys who may not fit into the material world. So they will manage. And they will call the boys. Young boys will be attracted to the young ones. And there will be a nice crowd, young ones crowd. So we should just backbench. That's best. And we'll be very happy. Our daughters are going ahead, our sons are going ahead. What more happiness you want? And they're with Krishna. And no doubt riches is there. So the riches also theirs. So they will but utilize the riches very nicely. Otherwise, who knows? Because we don't encourage them, where are they going to go? So they will go somewhere misdirected completely. This should not never happen. We are the cause of their misdirection. We are the cause of their frustration. In order to save us from this, our evening is coming anyway. Whether we like it or not, our body evening is approaching. So in the evening at least we should be at ease. That my son is doing, my daughter is doing. And these people have tremendous capacity. They can work out wonders. They can write nicely, they can recite nicely. Much more. Yesterday we recited the 10th canto verses. How nice they recite, you know. It's a Vaikuntha experience. And these boys, we are standing at the back. No, I am there. And I mean, you can't do anything. And so that's why I was very angry. That even now, we are losing every front. In ISKCON, we are losing really. I'm sorry to tell you. We are completely going away. And even then, we are not ready to hand over. And we teach the detachment. One big lecture on detachment. And when you get off, then real detachment is there. How long you are going to stick? Is our in our in India, the Prime Minister was the first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru was there. So in the end of his life, he was so very, his body was very swollen, you know. So he couldn't sit on the chair. So we had to prepare special chairs for him, wider, so that he can sit there. You know? So the people went to him and said, Panditji, now please, you are getting very old and you are sick also. Please resign your job and let some other people come. He said, no. My desire is to die as a Prime Minister. So people said, whether you die as a Prime Minister or ordinary man, doesn't matter at all. You already have your fame, name, everything. People will definitely care for you after death also. No, no, he said, I've got one desire. He said, what is that desire? He said, if I die as a Prime Minister, then in my funeral ceremony, all the presidents and prime ministers will come. This is how much we are attached. He is not going to see his funeral. But he wants to see that all the presidents must come, prime minister must come. Panditji died, Panditji died, Panditji. I mean, what do you? Whether two people are come or 20,000 come, what difference does it make? But we are so excessively attached. So how are we going to pass to the younger generation? And the result is, such a nice prime minister, he didn't prepare any younger man, and we were in chaos. And even now we are in chaos. And all our prime ministers are more than 75 years old. They can't walk. In your group also in Europe, only that Blair walks. And they shake and they take their hands and walk. Man, why? You just sit silent and go to church or wherever. Why are you troubling the people? No, I'm the only suitable person. Without me, the work won't go on. And now he's dead and work is going on. The prakriti kriyamanandi, the knowledge was completely absent. And we are repeating the same thing. I must be there, otherwise these people will destroy. And when let them destroy. Even if they destroy, let them destroy. we'll again start something new. But let them come in a picture. These people have some reason to be attached to Krishna. Otherwise, mere talk will not help them. Now, girls are there. So nice girls are there. They prepare garlands, they prepare all decoration, they prepare their dresses, everything they have. They have time, they have intelligence, but we are coming in their way. That's why I was very upset, really. You please get out of here. And even then, since last year I'm shouting, even then there are people who say, no, no, everything will be spoiled. The next day I will have to do it again. And let them spoil one day, that doesn't matter. But they'll get trained, you know. Now you saw, now these three boys are here. They know more verses than us. So why can't they prepare themselves to preach? Our that Tinu, that, what is it? Sri Ram. He speaks one verse, boldly. And then three sentences he speaks. Krishna does not have any ordinary body like me. And that's why he doesn't have to take birth. And he doesn't die. Thank you. These three sentences. He is very related. And I call him, he speaks very nicely. And he is very happy that somebody recognizes him. So this is how, please, we have to give the young ones push. And they will be alright. We are also fools. Prabhupada dependent on us, isn't he? Every time, the whole burden is on your shoulder. Detroit is on you. This is on you. Come on. And you get it. You have experience eventually. So this is how these young ones, please do anything and everything. Exert your influence, and one day they should be trained to have Mangala Arati dressing. Slowly they may accompany mother at the moment somebody is doing there. So they may accompany and see how it is going on. So they will have some reason to come to the temple. Otherwise they are frustrated. I don't see any other way to save our younger generation. And then we blame younger generation. And my children problem check. I mean, I told you, they are not problem. You are problem, father. Some or the other, please try to love the children and give them some nice engagement. Nice place is there. How many acres you have? You know, so much land is there. Nice building is there. Everything is there. Now just we have to train them a bit and just get in. These boys are reciting more than me, you know. They have very nice pronunciations. They didn't learn Sanskrit anywhere. But because of the 11 years of Mangala Arati, they are ready. And Krishna has really been very kind. And this one is now getting ready. Since last year we worked on him. First he was sitting with me only 2 minutes. I had him. And he got. I was very patient with him. I didn't insist. And slowly, now today he's whole day with us. Where is your headache? We just train them slowly and patiently, and they will be all right. And if you don't train them, then we'll find out something. You have to get a bus for them. They will do some preaching. Nahi aapne kaha na, somebody is already doing something. So he independently he is doing. So better utilize our temple. But in India also, the ordinary clerk cannot do the work after 58 years of age. But Prime Minister should be 75. It's injustice. Same rule should be applied. At least I told them, parliamentary government is there. So retirement age should be fixed. As soon as you are 58, you should go. No, we are experienced. Please hear the same thing we are repeating. We are experienced. Otherwise they make a mess of the whole thing. And you have made the whole khichdi. So please just look to it and give the younger ones a chance. Next time I want to see them. Not get out, I mean to say. They should quit. No, you be there to guide them, but most of the things should be done by them. You know, always this was the case. In olden times, the kings were there, and to guide him, there were nice saintly community. So they were guiding him. That is how that vein was guided. Hey, please, now we have made you king, behave yourself. When he completely disobeyed, then he was removed. So we can do that, but all the children will not be that nasty, you know. So we have to trust them. And tomorrow, who knows, as it is, the age is catching us. So we may not be. And if we are here so far, so good, they will also prosper, we will also prosper. And you people should concentrate on having nice immaculate temple buildings, nice buildings.
Sanapras means traveling and preaching.
That's the main thing in there. Otherwise you will not continue vanaprastha. And in sannyas study must be there. Dukkham aptu ayogataha. Sannyasam dukkham aptu ayogataha. If you are not interested in going through the scriptures, sannyas itself will kill you. These four walls will kill you. You must be engrossed in it. Otherwise don't take sannyas. Vanaprastha is alright. We have to be very careful. And somewhere there, sannyasa or any ashram, it doesn't matter. Bhakti does not have any condition. It should be very freely distributed and made it very easy for all the living entities. We shouldn't complicate it. We are doing that. Then only you are bhakta. Then only you do this. Then people fly away. Make them very easy for them.
Parajani Maharaj is a perfect retired person.
He is doing very nice job. He told me his experience. Our Sarveshwar Prabhu. What was the occasion you brought prasad?
It was my daughter's graduation.
High school graduation. So they related in your language.
So we were not celebrating anything at home for one entire year. So when her graduation came, then we were thinking we should do something, otherwise she would think that we didn't do anything. So we were not excited about it. So we decided that we should do something in the temple. We can sponsor a person there, and in that way we can combine everything. And her graduation will be completed and celebration will be completed as well. So we sponsored there a feast, and I contacted to the priest at that time, and I requested him if he prepared something at home and bring to the temple, should be offered to Lord. And he said, yeah, that's fine, just bring it 1 hour before the offerings and we will make it to the. So my wife made some halwa and some gulab jamun, but Lord full of buckets, and while we were approaching to the temple, Parajani Maharaj was in front of us. He said, so you are going to offer it to Lord? I said, yes. So we prepared that time, and we are very happy to bring it over here. Then he said, Guruji, I want to ask a question. I said, yes. So he said, you prepared it in your kitchen. I said, yes. Then he said, do you make do you cook any non-vegetarian stuff in your kitchen? Is your kitchen perfectly pure? And I stopped right there. I said, when we prepared this preparation, then everything was nicely cleaned, and we took care of everything because we knew that we had to take it to the temple. But yes, occasionally we do cook since your kitchen is not pure. So it is stuck in my mind. Actually, I was thinking that we need something which cannot be offered to Krishna, so it's useless. And he said, well, you just take this stuff, and there is a refrigerator outside of the kitchen, leave it there, and when every prasadam will be served, then we can serve it outside, but not to the Krishna. So that moment, actually, I was thinking very seriously that something is wrong with us. So we are doing something which is absolutely inappropriate. So I took a vow right then that from today onwards, there is nothing going to be in our kitchen.
Hey Guru, local guru.
So came home, and I told my wife that if you have anything, throw it outside or give it to neighbors. She took everything and gave it to the neighbors. It didn't take us actually even a second day.
You were ready.
And then he gave us 4 or 5 books.
This is how, in one process stage, we should come out and preach and leave the management to these wives. How nice example is. Manaprastha, how nice. Very good. And people are thirsty? No. But there is nobody to guide. Have you any questions? Yeah. Oh, young ones? Come on, ask them. Hey, yes, ma'am. Huh? His forms are all forms are eternal. So whichever forms are here, they are there definitely. Definitely. Everything is there as it is. These forms are just a replica of the Goloka Vrindavan.
So all these aspects,
It goes on. Continuously it goes on. In our material manifestation also, these forms are going on. It's only from our eyes he's separated. There is one very nice verse we had done yesterday, that as the sun sets, so sun doesn't disappear. He's gone out of our eyes. So when he thinks that, no, I should not be seen by these people, he just stops. Doesn't go anywhere. He's still there, but we are not able to see. When he was here 5,000 years ago, Shishupal couldn't see him. So he just learned to speak. He was learning the speech. And since then he was shouting at him. So these are people were not able to recognize him when he was here also. So it is his internal potency that he reserves his right to whom to be seen and whom not to be seen. And more so because our hearts are impure, our whole life is full of duplicity, so many things we are doing, and then naturally he hides from us. Esham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvando moho virnirmukta bhajante mam dridavrta. Esham tu antagatam papam, those whose sinful ideas are completely eradicated, and those who have punya karmanam, some pious activities at credit, they only are coming out from duality of the material existence, dvanda moho, illusion also, nirmukta, they come out of this, and those living entities only can worship me with determined heart, otherwise nobody else. But we carry so much burden on our shoulder in this material world, and then try to recognize him, but nothing comes up. Should be childlike innocent. And Krishna gives that quality. As soon as you run after him continuously, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. All these abhadra qualities, they are vanishing. What is it? Nashta Prayasho Abhadrish. It's all abhadra qualities. They nashta, they are destroyed. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And such people can have formed devotional service. Otherwise our mind is crowding like anything. Yesterday we gave this Surdas's pastime, you know. It's a beautiful thing. That Surdas, he was Bhakta Kavi, you know. He was a devotee poet. More than a poet, he is a devotee. So what he did, he has, this Brahmar Gita is in 10th canto. Song of the Bees. And there are hardly 10, 11 verses there. But he has written 300 songs, this Surdas. So he was very famous. So there was King Akbar that time. So Akbar was very favorable to Hindus. So he wanted to invite Surdas to his court. So once he was in Agra, that time he invited Surdas to his court. He said, "You sing, we are singing very nice bhajan, very nice devotee. I want to hear you." So Suda sang one or two bhajans. Akbar was very pleased. Now he said, "You sing my glories." So Suda sang very nice bhajan, that my mind is completely full of Nanda Nandan. There is no place for anybody else. So how can I bring you in my mind? And it's a nice bhajan daily. But the purport is that his mind was completely covered with the pastimes of Krishna, and Krishna is completely has a control of his whole mind. So he doesn't have place for other matters to enter. So he said, I'm sorry, I cannot praise you. He had the courage to tell that emperor that I can't praise you. If I would have been there, I would have left Krishna and said, you are very big and rich. This is our shortcoming. So then what happened that Akbar said, all right, even then I am pleased. Said, now you should ask me. I am big emperor, I can give you anything you like. So he said, no, I am simple man. I don't want anything really from you. No, he said, from my court, nobody goes empty-handed. You must ask him. So he said, no, Bhaskar, please excuse me. I don't want anything. Whatever little I want, I have. So there's nothing I can ask you. No, he said, you should ask. Now he said, as you are insisting that I should ask you, so please give me one thing. And Akbar was waiting. He said, tell me, I'll immediately give you. So he said, henceforth, you should not invite me to your court and have a break in my bhajan. I am completely engrossed in it, so please leave me alone. These unflinching devotees are there. So maybe we may not be that blunt with everybody, but more of the time we should be with Krishna. Very little time we should waste like this. And wherever we are, some katha must go on. Some recitation must go on. Some hear the boys, hear the girls. Teach them, tell them to learn. They will definitely obey you. So, and they will be pleased. Suprasiddhati, atma suprasiddhati, by these Krishna conscious activities, anybody's soul is satisfied. So they also have soul. I don't think Balaram is without soul. Is it? I don't. Hey Krishna, what is your opinion? I don't think so. Oh, that's very nice. So without soul you are surviving.
Sold out.
soul.
The Bilwa Mangal Thakur and Subhadra are the same?
No.
There are two stories the same as like Bilwa Mangal Thakur climbing on that on the snake and going to
Tulsidas. No, but Tulsidas' story, we don't regard it as genuine.
It's not genuine.
No, Bilwa Mangal is Krishna Karnamrita, you know.
Right.
So it has some standing.
Right.
So both stories are the same. But this one we regard more.
Prabhupada says, Prabhupada wrote in somewhere, he lived 700 years, Sudha.
No, he didn't write anything. No, if we are serious, then there is no need of telling anybody. If your figure is weak. You follow me?
Yeah.
You are really 100%. Your figure will speak. There is no need of our speaking.
Yeah.
They will immediately find out the difference. So they will come to you and say, what that you are doing? You look very good. You are healthy. You are completely steady. So they will tell you. We don't open our mouth. No, we don't open our mouth. We just go. And whatever duty, our physical duty.
Like his mother has the sensitivity. She
could.
Yeah.
But his brothers and sisters.
No, but mother is nearing death. That's why she recognized.
She has a little confidence.
Yeah, I was.
She agrees. She looks.
The girls are nice looking. Your health is good, and you are more settled. They also have money. They are not. See, outward show doesn't mean that they are happy. Everybody has a material body, and irregulated habits. Everybody is suffering. They cannot be happy at all. They may show
that
we are. No, no, there is no need of preaching. You will keep quiet and continue our sadhana. And what it is your duty to mix with the family. So it doesn't matter. That's our prescribed duty. So we go, attend, and come back happily. And nothing we have worry, we are worrying about. That's best. So this is how we should behave. It is always the figure speaks. You know. There is no need of our speaking. They recognize.
He gave one book to his cousin, Billy, he's the CEO of Ford. So we gave him, because we had dinner and he was sitting next to me and he said he's a vegetarian. So he said, I like study the teachings of Lord Buddha. So we thought he's a little bit
inclined, yeah.
Yeah, so we gave him
small book. Yeah.
But again, I find that people are, this is very popular now.
But Prabhupada was always telling that my books are like time bomb.
Right.
They'll be there. As soon as time is there, they explode.
Right.
What happened? That somebody's father had got some book in Sankirtan in England. And then he was completely atheist. So he put on the shelf somewhere in attic. The son was frustrated. So he thought that some book is there and he had seen, he liked it, you know. So he searched out from the attic and he took out Prabhupada's book. And he came running to the temple and he is a very nice devotee now. So this is time bomb. You please hand over the book. Anybody will read if not him. And those who read, definitely they will be liberated. It's a patience.
So try to give them both.
Yeah, and that's it. We don't have any desire, we don't have any desire of the return or somebody must hear or this, no. We are very steady. We are very satisfied in ourselves. And that satisfaction will be reflected on your figure. And as soon as it is there, everything is. And whether we improve or not, we have definitely changed from the ordinary crowd. But they might be looking at you since last so many years. There is no sign of aging. You appear same childlike. There is no aging, really. And if you put on dhoti, you will be young.
I'll be old by the time I get
it on. People look at him and they are very pleased. Oh, chemist abhi bhi yaad karta hai. Oh, moth wala kahan gaya? Here goes some chemist shop to buy honey. And still they remember. Say, pretty, where was he from? So please keep happy and be satisfied in your own circumstances. And whatever health we have, good health or bad health or whatever, don't meditate too much on the health and you will be alright. Oh. Really? Yeah. So he should always lead Gita. Only from Gita.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not appear in every Kali Yuga. I
heard that. At the set time, he does appear. And the rest of the time, his teachings are there.
Oh, okay.
His teachings are as good as him.
Is there any hope for people when he is not personally?
There is a hope. Harinam. All over the world it is going on.
But even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not appear.
No, he is there already. That is the beauty of Krishna also.
Okay.
That in his teachings is there, and whoever follows, they are following Krishna.
Okay.
we are discussing about him, Krishna is here. That mistake we commit. And that's why we are not serious in hearing. We think that I am hearing, but Krishna is somewhere else. No, no, he's right. In the material world, the process and the goal is different. Suppose you want to be doctor, then going to the college is not to be doctor. You have to obtain the degree and then training, etc. But in the spiritual world, there is no duality. So the process and goal is the same. You perform Mangalarti and there Krishna is there. So with all sincerity we follow and we do it. And we are really satisfied. We are more hungry to take breakfast. But the day we don't perform, it's all indigestion and everything come. Please. Because we separate the process from the goal. In spiritual there is no duality. Nandva moha vinir mukta. You have to come out of duality and illusion. And if Krishna is there, there can be illusion. Why, what is it? Maya Randhakar, Krishna has Surya Sama. Jaha Krishna Tahana Maya Radhikar. Yes, please. It's very clear. Where there is Krishna Sun, how can the illusory energy stay? For us, there is nothing. We are safe crowd. No bad habits, nothing at all. Frankly speaking, we cannot tolerate the smoke also of a cigarette or anything. So what to talk about touching? To that extent, we are improving really. And definitely one day, you will reach the destination. You know, there was a very nice example that we fly from one place to the other place. So before flying, we have to make our passport ready, visas are all in order. Then we have to spend money to buy the ticket. Then everything, luggage is to be checked. You are to be checked. All the silvers are out, everything. He sees that I can't walk, but even then the slippers are out. So anyway, that process has to go on. Then we come to the aeroplane. So we enter the airplane, we sit there, you know. Then slowly it moves, you know, from the bay. So slowly it moved, then it slowly goes to the tarmac. And the engines are propelled, then so it's ready to take off. So it runs very fast, you know. So on the ground there are so many buildings, you know. The control building is there and other buildings are there. Other planes are standing. So we see that it's running very fast, you know. Then eventually we are airborne. So till we go very high, we see the houses and rivers and seas and everything we see. So we know that we are going very fast. But once we go above the clouds, there is nothing to see. So we doubt, is it going or stopped? And to our surprise, in 8-9 hours we come to our destination. This spiritual journey is like that. In the beginning, we had so many anuttas, so they drop down, you know. So we think that I am progressing. And then once you are airborne above the clouds, you don't see anything. So we think that, oh, my progress is not going on. So we stop chanting and resolve it. Then engines fail and you fall down. But if you continue and if you are patient, within 9-10 hours you will be in destiny. This is how we definitely will go. Please be sure about this. Don't doubt. Jai. Children understood? You should study something. Study 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's Bhakti Yoga. We are following Bhakti Yoga.
He's doing very good in school.
That is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness.
Let him tell her about
12th. Please, 12th chapter you should do. Okay? With translation. Quite smart girl. You are topping the list in the school. Why don't you top here? And if you do, she will follow. She will definitely copy you. Oh, that's very nice. Very nice. But Bhagavad Gita is the best.
She has to be, not just...
She has to learn. She should learn what? And the secret of learning is that you should learn the equivalents. you understand the words, then it's easy. And don't think that you can't pronounce or you don't know Sanskrit. No, no. Everybody knows. Prabhupada is very expert in it. He gives separate words, everything. So just endeavor is needed. And in this age, it's very easy for them to have the endeavor, you know, serious endeavor. And within no time, you learn. This one was also very lazy. And now I'm surprised, really. Immaculately, he chants, including translation. Please, they have a tremendous capacity. And even now, if they are not lazy, oh, they will read nearly the whole Bhagavatam. At least they will read fluently and learn many verses. You know? And reading Bhagavatam means they are there with Krishna. Then material existence, they will be in material existence, but you will never touch them. The same thing. Never miserable. Always you will be happy with 12th chapter. Please try. Next time we see fortunately and Krishna willing, then I have to expect 12th chapter. You should accompany Dad to Dwarka. You come. Is she free from school?
That time we have
exams. Yeah, you could have come when I with the children. They would have learned so many things. By seeing, we learn more than by hearing. Anyway, Krishna willing, we'll have some videos or some photographs. You'll enjoy it. So we should stop here. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.